1360 here on KRWC. Dean and Jason talking racing, and Dean is down at Iowa Speedway. How you there doing there, Dino?
Real good. I like how you play the Chris Hockey song about going up north. Well, I'm actually down south here. So, amazing how that works. Yeah, great to be down here in Iowa Speedway. Some action going on. A little bit of rain action yesterday kind of messed things up a little bit, but they got everything in. Right now, dew point down here is 70 degrees. It's supposed to be up in the upper 80s, and there's a good chance of rain for tonight when the IndyCars take the track. But we'll worry about that when that comes along, because there's plenty of action that was happening yesterday, that's for sure.
You had some great action on the track. Actually, before we get to the guys who actually won, there was some fisticuffs going on, and just watching it on TV, Timothy Peters and Ron Hornaday got together and had a big wreck, and then they were trying to wreck each other after the caution, and then there was a big fight in the pits. John West Townley, Cat's favorite guy, against Spencer Gallagher, fighting it out on pit lane.
Yeah, and you know what? I missed all that. Of course, I'm always on the wrong end of pit lane when those things happen. I'm not watching it on TV. I'm trying to run up and down pit lane and see what's going on. And then after the race is going, I'm thinking, I got to get those interviews with those top drivers, so I'm not paying attention to what's going on. That's why the media center cleaned out, and there weren't a lot of people around when I was talking to the top finishers in the race, because they were all covering that. So unfortunately, I was there, and I missed all of that.
Pretty crazy. But you did get to talk to some guys that finished up in the top five, and that was a really fun race too, and they were duking it out at the end between Blaney and Jones.
Oh, it was great. It was a great battle there. It was funny because the race started out, there were a bunch of cautions early on, and then the latter half of the race, it was all green flag, and it really made a difference. Some trucks did better on the green flag, some did worse. Traffic came into play, a lot of different things. Eric Jones, the young driver, ended up winning that. We'll talk about him in just a bit. But it was some great racing, and not just for the lead, too. I mean, back at the back a little bit there, a great battle there for the third and fourth spot. It was fun to watch Joey Coulter and Matt Crafton battle. They swapped that third spot a couple of times in the last 10 laps. And Joey Coulter ended up finishing fourth. And here's an interesting little tidbit about him. He was at Elko Speedway a couple weeks ago, and he wasn't driving. He was spotting for Spencer Gallagher, his teammate. So he definitely knows about Elko Speedway, and he has a Minnesota connection there. Always looking for that. But after the race, he seemed pretty pleased with how things went for him. So if we can cue up the interview here, we'll hear what he had to say. That would be Joey Coulter.
So Coulter, great run tonight. You had third there for a while, and then you ended up finishing fourth.
Yeah, man, that was a great race. That's why I love this racetrack so much. I mean, you can race like that, beginning of the run, end of the run. You know, the tires fall off. I think we fell off a whole second, you know, but we're still racing side by side. It's great racing with 88. Man, just super, super proud of my Allegiant Travel guys. They got this Chevy really good. It's getting better and better every week. And, you know, we talked about today just putting the whole puzzle together, and we did that tonight. So three better next week, and we'll be there.
All right, well, you're almost there, and you know, you can smile after the race. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, it was a great night.
That's Joey Coulter, and Joey did a great job. He's a cool guy. I mean, we if you remember back, when we saw the trucks here a while ago, we got a chance to go around Iowa Speedway. Who was driving that truck that we were riding in?
That's right, and that's on YouTube, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Joey Coulter. So how about that for a little bit of a speed tech connection there? So just a cool guy to talk to. He was talking about racing with Matt Crafton there. Matt Crafton, of course, was the series champion last year and really had a strong truck, not good enough to compete for the lead, but right up there all night long. It was great to see him, and he had to battle for that third spot. Let's see what he had to say following his third-place finish.
Crafton, I'll tell you, it was a good run. It just didn't work out for you today.
No, we were a little bit off. Like I said, we fought the bumps getting down into one all night long. Just had that bounce there. But all in all, I mean, not a bad night. I'm in top three. We'll take that and run and go to the next one.
The battle with the 21 there at the end there was really fighting in tooth and nail for a position there.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Joey raced McLean. You got to thank him for that. But I said it's brand new truck. These guys built it in like 4 days. They did an awesome job. It's brand new Menards Toyota Tundra, so it says a lot. And on pit road, these guys were flawless again.
Well, there's a lot of action going on in pit lane after during that interview there, Dino. It sounded like someone was doing some donuts in the background.
Oh, that would be a race winner. I mean, I'm literally there right after the checkered flag wave. The car, the trucks come to a stop on pit lane, and I'm catching when he first cut out. He got a bottle of water, and he turned around and started talking to me. So that was the first person I talked to right after the race there, before the TV and the radio folks moved in on him. Also got a chance to talk with second place finisher Ryan Blaney. Now, Ryan Blaney is a great young up-and-coming talent, and we've been a big fan of his for a few years, haven't we?
We have, and during his first race, it was interesting because that was the last year there, and of course he did really well. He was doing the rounds with all the media, super, super polite, and some folks from NASCAR were kind of coaching him on how to do interviews, and they said to have good eye contact, and they said, keep your chin up and stuff like that. So that was interesting to see NASCAR kind of coaching Ryan, and now Ryan, he's just excelling on the track.
Oh, he is, and he had a great battle there for the lead there. He was up front nearly the entire race. Him and Darrell Wallace Jr., who had a lot of problems, unfortunately, and he ended up finishing 13th, lost a lap, just kind of got messed up on his game program there. They're some of the younger faces of NASCAR in the trucks, and it's just so fun to watch these guys. And it's so cool to talk to a young driver like Ryan Blaney following away race, and let's hear what he has to say.
Ryan Blaney, second place run for you tonight. Long green flag runs seem to be working for you. It just wasn't green long enough there, was it?
Yeah, they made their truck a little bit better there at the end. And tried to look good in traffic. He wasn't very good in traffic. I tried to get by him, but hopefully it was a good race for the fans. And my team did a great job of getting started throughout the day.
Iowa Speedway always seems to be decent runs for you, whether you're in the car or in the truck. So you got to be happy. You always got relatives and stuff around here, too. So it's always put on a good show for the family, too, right?
Yeah, I got 2 seconds here. It's a shame I don't come back here this year trying to get a win. But so unfortunately, we got 2 seconds here, but hard to complain. But I really want to win here. And
Ryan Blaney, you're going to be seeing him in the Cup Series here soon because he's actually got a start in the Cup Series coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting to see. And, I think he shows a lot of talent, and he's definitely, like I said, one of the new faces of NASCAR. And, a nice clean-cut image and, a hard racer and a very, not in the middle of controversy like some people like John Westaway, or it's like everybody's like, well, what's going on with that guy? Because there's always, I made the comment before the race, I said, it'll always be exciting when John Westaway is in the race, and he lives up to that expectation, that's for sure.
And of course,
Eric Jones, the young winner of the race, I didn't get a chance to talk to him personally, but I did mention, did visit with him in the media session following the race. I'll tell you that, he's only 17 years old, he has 2 wins in the truck series, he runs a lot of super late model stuff. And if you remember, he did very well at the Midwest Tour race at the Milwaukee Mile not that long ago either. So a lot of promise for this young guy.
That's for sure. Some other notables as far as the Truck Series race last night at Iowa Speedway. Jeff Chiquette, local late model guy, finished in 7th place. As you said, Bubba Wallace, 13th. My guy, Jeb Burton, 14th. Mason Migas from Wintron Racing, 17th.
Yes, and I want to hear the name that you do not recognize. He finished in the 27th spot. His name is Dustin Koepka. And the reason why I mention him, he's not from Minnesota. He's from Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, cool.
Running the Truck Series. How about that? We don't have any Minnesota guys racing, but there's North Dakota guys running in the Truck Series. What's wrong with that problem there?
That's not right. As far as the point standings go, Crafton is your leader. Blaney is second now, just 2 points behind. And then Johnny Stoddard is third, 7 points behind. I didn't hear his name all night long.
No, he was just kind of out of it. He was kind of like in the middle of the pack the whole night and ended up finishing literally in the middle of the pack, 18 out of 36. I was, that's kind of how I wanted to spend. And, it's either good or bad with him. It's either things are going really well and he's up in the front all night, or he's just kind of hanging out there. And I don't know what the deal is with him. He's a very strong and hard-charging driver, and I don't know if it's just not the right situation for him or what, but it just doesn't seem to be working out, especially this year. It's not been a very good year for him at all.
Well, he's still third in points, though, so, he's still got a shot is the thing. Next race for the Truck Series is the Mud Summer Classic, which is out at Eldora on the dirt track, and that'll be Wednesday, July 23rd. Was there any buzz about that race, Dean?
A couple drivers were talking about that one, and they seemed a little bit excited about it because you mentioned previously that they had done some work to the track and tried to make another groove in there. And they seem like they were a little more excited and it would be a lot more racier this year than it was last year.
Well, IndyCars are down at Iowa Speedway as well, and they got to do a practice, and you got to talk to a couple drivers.
Yes, I did, and it was a lot of fun talking to some of those drivers, the Team Penske drivers who were available to visit with people, and Elio Castroneves, I mean, you've seen him on TV, and, you know, he's a three-time winner in the Indianapolis 500. He's a Dancing with the Stars champion, so people that don't even follow racing know who he is. And he comes off on TV as this kind of wild, bubbly kind of guy, and you know what? That's the way he really is in person, too. If you ever get a chance to meet up with Elio, that is the way he is. And, yeah, I got a chance to visit with him, and he got a chance to talk about racing at Iowa Speedway.
Well, you got to adjust the tools that you have in the car, expect something. And remember, the toughest thing here, we're talking about the 17-second lap time. You don't have much of a luxury to, okay, if your first thing, the car is not very good, to set up on the next one. So here it's going to be extremely important to at least have a decent start.
What would it mean to win the championship this season versus another season?
Well, anytime you put yourself in this position is always awesome, and we still have a lot of race to go, but it would mean the world to me for sure, especially being a long time and not be able to win a championship would be awesome.
The competition level is just so much.
Well, every year is being better and better. I mean, not that last year was less or the year before or more. Every year is just always. I'm just glad we're showing that we're consistent battling for the championship, and that's what we need. One day that door will be open, and trying to peek a little bit to see if he opens right away.
He's peeking. So I like how he says that. You know, it's like he's peeking at that championship door. And I'll tell you what, we've talked about this with Jordan Bianchi too, how close and intense the IndyCar racing has been all season long. I mean, it's been a great show. We just say that, you know, how come people aren't really jumping on us? Because this is one of the best racing series that's out there for competition from the top to bottom.
They are so fast. It's absolutely incredible. 17-second laps. And remember, the Truck Series guys, what are they, like 22 seconds? So it's 5 seconds faster per lap.
Yeah, I noticed that in the practices. Like, all of a sudden, I'm watching those cars out there in practice. I'm like, wow. you really can't. TV doesn't do it justice. And just from standing there and watching the trucks and our previous experience with the Nationwide cars, when you watch those Indy cars come by you and it's like, wow. They are insanely fast. And they're coming by two wide, and I've seen them go three wide at times through the corners. I don't think it's a really good idea to go three wide. Two wide gets pretty tight, and when you come off that corner, especially corner number two, when you come up towards that wall, they are so fast. You're going to see drivers probably get together, and you're probably going to see somebody bump into the wall there. And it's just insane. It's something you have to see firsthand to actually believe it, because those cars are lightning quick on a very short 7-8 mile racetrack.
Dino, you could see you could see it on TV that there is a bump that has developed coming out of corner number two just as you enter the back stretch. And I think the Indy cars are going to have a tough time with that. They're about an inch off the ground, so keep your eye on that during the race.
Yeah, it'll be something to watch. In fact, when they're toting the Indy cars around the pit area, the front ends are so low that they actually have to kind of disconnect the nose and they have to lift it up. Otherwise, they're bottoming out when they're just moving the car around the paddock area just to get out to the grid. So, yeah, they're very low to the ground and such, too. Another driver I got a chance to talk to was Juan Pablo Montoya. And, of course, we know him from running into the jet dryer at Daytona when he was running NASCAR. But he's back in IndyCar this year. And things started off kind of slow, but things are starting to turn around. He's really improving every single race, including last week's win at Pocono on an oval. And it's been a while since he's won on an oval. And now you got a guy who races, who had raced on NASCAR on short tracks. I think it's going to be a good situation with him going to Iowa Speedway, and I got a chance to visit with him. Let's hear what Juan Pablo Montoya had to say.
It's going to be hard because it's all about learning again. I got to figure out, okay, I know with the super speedway wings, how close you can run the cars, how you got to run. This is a little bit of a mixture like oval and road course with the road course wings. So I got to figure out how close can you run, are you comfortable running the second groove. And you got to experiment, but you got to experiment carefully because if you get it wrong, you're out. And right now, we really need to be smart about how we do things.
With a short track, is it better to be aggressive or be a little more patient?
I mean, if you're leading, there's not a lot of rush because you're going to get the traffic in 10 or 15 laps. So if you extend that a little bit, it's not a bad deal.
doesn't matter how easy you're going to take it, you're still going to get the traffic. So I think managing traffic is going to be really important. And if you're not leading, you know, keeping up with the leaders is going to...
That's Juan Pablo Montoya there, Dino. That was pretty cool.
Yes, Juan Pablo there, I'll tell you, he's a guy to watch. He's going to have to work really hard because he's starting 19th out of 22. Did not have a good qualifying run, but, you know, it's a long race. It's going to be 300 laps versus the 250 that they had run previously there, so there's plenty of time to get to the front as long as you don't get behind, because it's a long way to catch back up and get behind. Qualifying was able to get in last night, too, and we talked about Juan Pablo starting 19th, and Helio, who we talked to, he's going to start third spot. Top two positions dominated by the Target Chip Ganassi team of Scott Dixon and Tony Kanaan. Nice to see those two up front. And Chip Ganassi Racing hasn't been doing very well. And that question got pointed out to Tony Kanaan, and he had an answer for it. I thought it was really interesting. He said, we've been behind this year, and a lot of that has to do because Dario Franchitti is not here. And the team used to get a lot of input from Dario Franchitti. And obviously because of his injury last year, and he's not racing anymore, he's retired, they aren't getting that information, and he feels that was one of the reasons why that team is behind. I thought that was really interesting to hear.
Of course, the other story is the rain. Do you think you're going to be racing tonight?
I don't know. 70% chance of rain. I'm looking out the window right now, and the skies are partly cloudy. Like I said, the dew point is 70, and they're expecting not just rain, but they're expecting strong to severe, possibly, thunderstorms moving through anytime between about 3 and about 11. Unfortunately, that's right in that race window time, so we'll have to see. Might be a race to halfway, so that might enter in the play, too. If the race can get started without rain, if there's rain on the way, they may definitely try to hurry things up, and might be a rain-shortened race, so I don't know. My streak is continuing, though. I haven't had a race rain out yet, so fingers are crossed for tonight as well.
Well, we'll be tuning in NBC Sports Network tonight, and good job down there, Dino. We'll talk to you next week back here on the show.
All right. Well, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be great to be back in studio again. Seems like we're always out and about, and nice to get the gang back together again. We'll pack the local racing back in the studio.
You bet. And, of course, people can follow you on Twitter and on Facebook, and just search Speed Talk on 1360, and you'll keep them up to date, right?
Yes, and we'll be putting stuff on the Speed Talk on 1360.com website, too, as I get a chance to. So I'll be busy with all this kind of stuff going on. We'll keep everybody informed on what's going on. So I'm not just sitting around out in the sun here soaking in the rays. I'm actually working a little bit here for you guys.
All right. Have a pork chop for me.
All right, we'll do.
All right. See you later, Dino.
See you, bye-bye.
Dean Reller live from Iowa Speedway here on Speed Talk on 1360. We're going to put our focus on local racing next. We have an interview with Jacob Gady and Paul Hamilton coming up, and also Dan Plan from Midwest Racing Connection on Speed Talk on 1360, brought to you by Performance Driving School at BIR, Norm's Wayside, who has a great singer, Sherwin Linton with Classic Country, Sunday at 3 o'clock out at Norm's Wayside Outside. I'm going to be there. It's a blast. Senex in Buffalo, Lou Fager's Racing Equipment in their 49th year. Highway 55 Trailer Sales. If you're looking for a trailer, those guys are definitely the ones to go to. Big fans of Ryan Newman. Stockholm Karting Center, the most fun that you can have in a go-kart by far. And STB Screen Printing and Embroidery, helping us out with all of our merchandise on Speed Talk as well. Back after this.